Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast. I'm Ollie Davis, and I'm joined by Chopper Pete Quinnell.
Howdy. How's it going?
Howdy.
Yeah.
That's your thing?
I don't know. I picked a hello greeting that wasn't hello.
You double finger pointed at me.
I sure did. Hey.
This seems like a guy who's been binge watching Queer Eye on Netflix season 4.
Nope.
Because they're in Austin,
mm-hmm.
and they have a wonderful opening sequence where they all dress up as cowboys and are incredibly gay about it. I love it.
I feel like cowboys love that, right?
Well, yeah, you've seen Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. And like Lil Nas, he did the Old Town Road song.
Yeah.
That's all I know about cowboys.
Cowboys, well, you know, historically, they're very, very macho.
Yeah.
But too macho. When things become too macho, see William Regal's Man's Man video.
Yeah.
Goes a little bit the other way.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. How was your Christmas and New Year?
Oh, I ate too much.
Yeah.
I genuinely fell ill, and thankfully not in a COVID way, but in a, I've had too many cups of tea.
Cups of tea?
Yeah, honestly.
Not Christmas food, not Christmas dinner or like chocolate, but
well,
tea.
All of those as well.
Yeah.
My parents, because we didn't, you know, get to do anything last year, so we did both my lady partner's family and then my family. So we got two Christmas dinners on back-to-back days.
Oh, that's okay.
And boxing, you know, just, we had like four major meals in 3 days. And my mum is a feeder anyway, which was good because back in the day, I was very, very skinny and underweight. But now, that's all caught up with me. The metabolism has caught up and slowed down. And she's just like, chalky biscuit, chalky, chalky biscuit. I'm like, Mom, I can't. Sir, I can't breathe properly. So, oh, but I think you want a chalky biscuit. I'm like, no. And then my dad's like, did somebody say chalky? And before I know it, there's this off-brand selection box of biscuits covered in chocolate, and I'm eating two of them with a cup of tea. And it's just it's chain cups of tea, and I can't turn them down.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a pure indulgence thing.
Okay.
Like I've gone home and I'm just like, I'm not even going to wash myself. Like, every element of taking care of myself was turned off. I drank. I was drinking from, like, 10 in the morning all the way through. And it was like, yeah, Prosecco, cup of tea. Red wine with lunch, cup of tea, cup of tea. Beer, cup of tea. Beer, cup of tea. Amaretto, bed. With all the food. That's and no physical movement.
No, of course not.
And when I got back, I was okay for a day. And then I just felt like crap for 2 days.
I'm stunned. It's genuinely shocking that you felt bad.
But there's like, there's feeling bad, like, oh, I've got a tummy ache, and there's despair. And I was not happy. I was just sitting at home like, I've wasted my life. It was like I was coming down off some MDMA.
Yeah.
Whatever that's like.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas?
It was nice. Yeah, it was really nice. I got to go back to my parents, which was lovely. They came and picked me up, which was great. I got to go back because it's my dad's birthday on the 23rd. The original plan, I was going to go back on Christmas Eve, but they came back and picked me up on the 23rd after I'd finished work that day anyway. So I got to spend his birthday with him in the evening. I got to have a beer with my dad, which was lovely.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Joke present for the birthday.
Joke present for the birthday.
Which was the stick.
Yes. Which
for
was
bowls.
The, yes, which went down incredibly well.
Nice.
Better than I expected. They started cracking up. I was like, oh, wasn't that funny? Okay, yeah, sure.
Did you get any claps? Like,
no, it was just a lot of laughter. And because we were at my flat at the time because they came to pick me up. So I gave them the present there because we had some time to kill because I needed to finish that bottle of wine that came in that hamper that I got from work. And I was like, God, because I'd just been drinking it on the podcast that we'd done as well. I had most of the bottle. And then I was like, Mum, please have a glass of wine before we go, because I need to finish it. And I just really wanted to finish it before I went, because I didn't want to, like,
it's
come
not
back
a bloody Alka-Pop, Pete.
I know it's not.
That was a nice bottle of red wine.
Yes, I know.
And you downed it.
I did not down it. I had some on the NXT podcast, had some on the AEW podcast the next day, and then I was struggling. I was like, God, this is a lot. I need my mum to help me out here. And she graciously had a glass of wine before we headed back because my dad was driving. But yeah, they got a lot of laughs when I gave him my dad's gift, which was lovely. Christmas Day, got to see my grandparents, which was awesome. Mm. Got a really nice video. I mentioned this to Laurie last week as well. But a really nice video of my nan, who's been going through dementia for a few years and stuff. I got a video of her dancing with my mum and half singing the words of Sweet Caroline.
Aww.
And that was really sweet. So I'm really glad I got that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Not that. Not the bad version that you do.
Hey, that's not a bad version.
Sure is.
It's like you got a cameo from your own family.
Yeah, totally.
Do they know you're the celebrity?
Celebrity, sure.
Hey,
yeah.
You're an influencer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you've racked up millions of views on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all me. It's nothing to do with the brand
hey,
or anything, you know.
You're a star. Champion. Longest running champion.
Hey, you know what's crazy? In a few days' time, if Luke hadn't jammed it in and won the title, it would have been my 200th day in my championship reign.
It's
soon.
Sad that you're keeping track of that.
Literally, the only reason I saw it is because I was updating my Twitter bio when I was champion to be like, this many days of champion, this many days of champion. So I had a tab open and be like, days since June 20th, because that's when I won it. And I glanced at the tab the other day and I was like, 196. Oh, man, it's close now. That would have been nice, wouldn't it? Bloody Luke and his stupid jam in the jar.
It's all right, though. You've got all the storyline fodder to turn babyface now, haven't you?
Like, he took my belt on the day I introduced it. I won legitimately 5-2. Yeah. And then he cheated by cashing in his jamming in his jam in the jar. Took the belt away from me. Hasn't defended it since then. Barely been on screen. Doesn't like... cherish the belt,
yeah.
Puts it on the floor,
yeah.
not protecting the belt in any way, doesn't defend it at day one, has to be me versus Andy. Andy screws me out of winning because Roman Reigns is taken off the show, so my predictions for the Universal and WWE title matches were null and void. So Andy cheats on that one. I'm getting screwed here, Ollie. I'm the baby face here.
It is, I agree, it is stunning because everything you've laid out is psychologically geared. On paper, Luke's a heel, you're a babyface.
Mm.
Yet, Luke is somehow still a babyface, and you're the heel.
I don't understand. You know when it's like, when the babyface is like, bully Baron Corbin for ages,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's such a heel, so it's all right. And it's like, well, I just kind of feel bad for the guy after a bit, you know?
But then they... maybe that's it. Maybe Luke isn't actually bullying you enough.
Maybe that's
because
it, yeah.
I don't feel any sympathy for you.
I feel sympathy for me.
Yeah,
isn't that enough?
Those are the words of a delusional heel.
Hey, man, the fans agree with me, I'm sure. I haven't.
Have you seen anything where people are like, oh, man, Pete's on this wicked baby face?
Only a few things on Twitter, which doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't exist.
But, no, exactly. But I did see the Best of Wrestle Talk 2021 video.
Mm.
Saw several comments being like, Web as LIW's debut promo.
Oh, yeah, that was a top moment.
And everyone was like, it was the best moment of the year. Where the hell is it?
Well, Luke was in charge of overseeing that edit, so...
Getting screwed again,
it's another
Ollie.
One. Oh, well,
saying, I'm a babyface.
We've got a big Raw podcast. It's the first Raw of 2022. Let's get into it. Together again. That's right, one of the most infamous duos in wrestling has reunited. Ollie Davis and Chopper Pete.
Ollie Thoris.
Frenemies.
No. I hit the mic, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, good luck with that babyface turn, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. They have reunited in WWE. As I've already said, I'm Ollie Davis. This is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Please, give us a subscribe to the WrestleTalk podcast channel and enable notifications to always on, which means you'll be notified first whenever we go live. Your New Year's resolution should be to keep up with wrestling exclusively through us. And smash thumbs up, comment, hyperchat, wrestletalk.com/support.
They haven't been hyperchats in months, Ollie.
Hey, I've had a whole 10 days off. And I'm rusty. And that's even a lie because I worked on Sunday.
Yep.
So, our main discussion point after... Did you watch day one?
No.
Pete.
Why would I watch day one?
It was really good.
Yeah, but also...
It would, but the crazy thing is, and this does relate to Raw, is it would have been meh. It would have been like, yeah. You know, like, because you're the SmackDown guy.
Yeah.
You've been watching Lesnar and Reigns, and it's, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
But it has been repetitive.
Sure has. It's Lesnar and Reigns again, and I'm a bit tired of seeing Lesnar and Reigns face off. Granted, babyface heel dynamic has swapped for this year slash run of matches that they're having, but it is still Lesnar and Reigns.
Well, the speculated big twist that they would have had for day one was Paul Heyman fired by Roman Reigns. He was probably going to show up in the main event of Lesnar versus Roman and reveal, I'm on your side, Brock.
Yeah.
And he helps Brock do something. Maybe win.
Maybe.
But... you know, circumstance stopped that from happening. Reigns, unfortunately, tested positive for COVID. Although he seems to be okay.
Yeah, which is great. Because I was very concerned when I first saw that. I was like, oh God, Reigns? But yeah, thankfully, seems to be doing all right, which is great.
They were announcing him for this Friday's episode of SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like WWE to announce something that they're not going to fulfill. So you'd expect him to be there.
Might be a video from home, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if he tested positive on Saturday...
I guess it depends when. Because I don't know what he was doing at house shows before day one, so I don't know if he was around or not, because I feel like he got pulled from all the house shows, like, precautionarily. So I don't know when he tested positive, so I don't know. He might be there,
That's a good point. Mm. Yeah. So these plans could have been changed a bit before, but still, the main plan WWE had, arguably... the only plan WWE had for the whole year going into WrestleMania 38 was Brock versus Roman. And through this situation, as, you know, unfortunate as it is, it's created so much excitement for me. We're not getting Brock and Roman for at least a bit. Brock is suddenly WWE champion. Unfortunately, as much as we all love him, Beige wasn't doing anything with that belt. Not his fault, I believe, but the company's portrayal of him. And Lashley, Owen, Seth, and Big E have just decided, yeah, we're just going to have absolutely killer matches.
I mean, it's been fun. It's been different. You know, it's broken the monotony that we expect from WWE when they're forced to change plans. They just go, well, we're just going to do something crazy, you know, and we're just going to have Brock Lesnar enter the Raw Championship match instead, and he's going to win. That's very exciting and fun and new and fresh. I'm not a huge fan that Big E lost. I love Big E. I wanted more for him with the belt, but... and I feel like there is a story there. If Lashley beats Lesnar, there's a story for Big E to either win the Rumble or challenge Lashley again at WrestleMania to maybe win it back and actually be treated properly, but that is wishful thinking, probably.
That would be a very good way to do it.
Yeah.
And you'd think that's where they're going. We'll get into the future directions a bit in a moment. How did you feel about Brock pinning Beige at day one?
I felt like it could have been someone else.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessary to have him pin Big E. I feel like I understand why they did it, to make Lesnar look even more dominant. He pinned the champion. He could have pinned anyone, but he pinned the champion. And they didn't want him to pin Lashley, because that's probably the direction they wanted him to go. But also, there's Kevin Owens there.
He's just re-signed.
Exactly.
That's his job now. For the next 3 years, KO. Great decision!
I love Kevin Owens, but out of everyone in that match, I feel like he's the one who could have taken the pin the most. But is what it is.
I do think there is something, I hate to say this, that Big E almost gets a little bit of a boost off of Brock pinning him, the literal rub. And the reason I say that is because in this promo, so the lights dip out and then they come back up at the start of Raw and Paul Heyman's in the ring. Awesome. Great reveal. And then he does the full, my new client, the new reigning. And as soon as he does the spiel, everyone erupts. I mean, we knew that's what it was going to be anyway. And Brock comes out. He chucks steel steps in the ring. He stands on the steel steps. I think that was impro.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He's having fun.
Made himself a little podium.
Yeah.
Why not?
And Paul Heyman puts over everyone in this episode of Raw's main event, which are Lashley, Beige, Owens and Seth, you know, the original day one main event. They're fighting for a chance to become the number one contender. And in it, Heyman puts over Big E incredibly well.
He put over all of them, but especially Big E on this one. He was just saying, you know, his reign was a credit to the company. You know, we've got massive amounts of respect for Big E. And if that match happened again, we'd be really honored to see it. And I was like, I feel like Big E might win the main event here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I got the same.
Yeah, I thought that was the vibe they were going for. But also, he did really put over Lashley in the same promo too, saying that, you know, hey, Lashley came off better the three times that him and Lesnar interacted in the match at day one. But it was always from behind. So, you know, if they have a match, then who knows what will happen.
Not just at day one. Those are the three times they've interacted ever
interacted,
And Heyman really put that over well. I thought it was, I mean, we've won, well, Bobby Lashley has wanted Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar for years. Yeah. And apparently, he said this in interviews, one of the things he was promised when he came back.
Remember when he first came back and everyone was like, it's going to be Lashley versus Lesnar at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came off this awesome walking Armageddon stint from TNA.
Yeah.
And they went, sisters.
Yeah.
You have beautiful sisters. And he's like, okay, right, I've done the punishment bit. Michael Hayes got one over on me. Now we can get back to the TNA walking Armageddon stuff. Your ass. Now we're going to have Leo Rush point at your ass for 6 months.
The ass, Bob.
The ass. And then finally, we get MVP and him back together. And it's like, it was freaking there. It was there 2 years ago.
God, yeah. It's so crazy to me to think that how good Lashley is. Mm. Like, because he'd been so portrayed so, like, goofily and, like, you know, the stupid shot of the really close-up of him just, like, smiling at the camera being like, my sisters are beautiful.
Yeah.
It kind of ruined him for a bit. But as soon as he got back with Hurt Business MVP, you're like, oh, no, Lashley's friggin' awesome. Mm. And he's been so well protected since then. It's been really, really cool to see. And now he's going to be facing Lesnar, and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that for the main event bit. But just to stay on Heyman and Lesnar. Lesnar put over the, you know, a nice little continuity bit that it was Heyman who organized Brock going into that main event at day one. Nice. They actually took the effort to explain that to us. And, you know, it was a full-on babyface team.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there was a Pavlovian response from the audience initially, where they were booing Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
But then everyone was like, wait, no, he's saying really nice things about everyone. This is weird. And it felt weird. But by the end, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It was a really good promo. Put everyone it needed to. And it really made you feel like, yeah, this is like getting the band back together. Mm. This is like a nostalgia trip that you guys all wanted. You know,
yeah.
the reigning, defending. I was like, yeah, this works. This is good.
I didn't know I wanted it so much.
Mm, yeah.
And I... someone will play this clip back at me in literally 2 weeks' time and go, you're wrong. But right now, I feel like this is really, really fresh. And it is that jolt of energy that Raw's needed. Because unfortunately, like, Lashley was probably only the real main event feel. And even then, it's, you know, not to the level of a Roman or a Brock or a Becky, I would say. Mm-hmm. So they were really, like, lacking in the men's division. And I feel like they felt that themselves, which is why they chucked everyone at that day one original main event. But now that Brock's there, I feel like this is what WWE should be. Mm. Don't try and do the AEW stuff. Have big guys do these styles of matches and this style of thing. This is the good sports entertainment. Mm. So I was very, very happy with this.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good way to kick off the show. And I thought, well, the thing is, though, I'm really happy with all of this stuff. This is all great. But you know they're still going back to Lesnar versus Reigns. Mm. Because Lesnar came out and he was like, you know, South Carolina, acknowledge me. And then he said to Roman Reigns, get well soon. It's like, so they're still doing Lesnar versus Reigns. This is just a little diversion before we get back to the schedule, which is a bit disheartening because I still don't want to see it. But I like what's happening right now. You know, yeah. The next couple months will probably be quite good. So that's nice. That's a nice feeling for WWE.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Well, let's see what people on the Ultra Chats have to say. WrestleTalk.com/support. Heel Bubs says, I'm glad Lashley finally gets the Lesnar match he was promised. I don't see him winning, though, and that means we get to see Brock versus Roman at Mania again. Probably in the main event again. And we'll get to see Roman beat Brock again. This company...
I don't actually agree. I think Lashley's going to win, and then Brock is going to enter the Rumble, and then he's going to win, and then he's going to challenge Reigns, and then he's going to beat Reigns at WrestleMania.
I mean, we all felt like Brock winning the Rumble was possibly the direction they'd go before all this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if Haman, if the plan seems to me that the plan was Haman comes back, helps, and gets involved in that match.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing that, surely Brock wins.
I think so.
So Brock would have won the title.
Mm-hmm.
So Roman would win the Rumble.
Potentially.
To face Brock
yeah.
at Mania.
Yeah. I could totally have seen that one happening. Give Reigns another Rumble victory. That's what he needs.
Acknowledge him. just a quick few other Ultra Chats. Van Twinblade, big guy who is big and bad at wrestling. Shocking. Mm. That's no way to talk about. Who can I say?
I feel like you've ruined the joke here.
Funny person not to say apart from Amos. Because I was thinking Commander Aziz,
mm-hmm.
but he's also pretty bad at wrestling.
He's also bad at wrestling.
So.
Yeah. Lashley.
Sure. Rene Portner. Maybe Raw was decent last night. I wouldn't know, nor do I care. Let's talk about that street fight on Rampage.
I still haven't got around to watching Rampage yet. Same but way. I've heard so many good things about that street fight.
You know, you want to hear something crazy? I've never missed an episode of Dynamite. Mm. I've always caught up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen last week's Dynamite still.
You're not missing
so much. I've got to watch that. Got to watch that.
Yeah.
Before tomorrow.
And the interesting stuff is the Elite Undisputed Era Super Click stuff. The rest of the episode's all right.
Don't bring your NXT tribalism in here, Pete. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Every segment on this episode, did you get this?
What? Yes.
Every segment NXT of ad. Raw, it'd be segment, it'll be MVP doing a promo backstage. Should old acquaintance... And it would cut to this... New Year's Evil package. Come back. Riddle says something to Orton. Should all... Honestly, about 14 times that promo played.
It was ridiculous. And also, I didn't like the video package in the first place. So it wasn't even like, oh, it's this thing again. It was like, oh, for God's sake, stop it. Why is Mandy Rose in the crowd? Why is she smiling at the camera in a hood?
Why was Mandy Rose in the crowd?
I don't know.
Was that from an NXT episode?
Nope. That was just filmed for the video package. It was just
That's
a crowd
quite rare.
Being like, "Woo, yeah!" And then it like zoomed in to one person who was there with a hood, and then she took the hood off. And it's like, "Oh, it's Mandy Rose," and it's like she's in a triple threat. Great.
Are they like? She's not been on TV?
No, sort of.
Is this kind of like, haha, I've been here all along?
I mean, she's been doing video promos that showed up on the Tron kind of thing.
You know what? I don't watch much NXT, but I've seen those promos. I went out my way to watch those because I think she's a good promo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Riot DR. I've discovered something about myself watching last night's Raw. The tree slam version of the choke bomb is my most hated finisher that isn't comical. It looks lazy and I don't like it. I do like you guys. May your year yield awesomeness. Jam that jam. Riot DR.
Thank you.
I usually don't mind too much about weak looking finishers. You know, like the belly to Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't massively doesn't grind my gears.
Mm.
But man, I thought the man slam looked lame on this episode.
It wasn't great. Yeah.
She doesn't, you know, the reason it looks so cool with The Rock is because he milked it.
Yeah.
But Becky kind of does it like a surprise thing.
And it's like a weaker Uranagi than like Big E does.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ah, doesn't look as great.
Oh, well. Thank you, Dom Patrick Lau, for becoming a Memberg. What does a Memberg membership get you?
It gets you emotes that you can use in the chat. Little things in the live chat. Also, you can watch the intros and outros, the podcast exclusive intros and outros that we film for the Membergs and our pledge hammers that they can watch on Patreon too.
Very, very good offer. Right, let's get into the rest of this episode. Great opening segment, already covered. Should old acquaintance... Riddle is backstage with loads of bling.
Was it just me? Or did they botch this segment
to
start
did.
With?
Yeah.
Because they cut backstage, Riddle walks in, Riddle walks off, cut back to the ring for Heyman and Lesnar, go to an ad break, come
Should
back.
all
of that. Come back from the ad break, Randy Orton's just down there, Riddle walks in shot. It's like, didn't he just do this a few minutes ago? Random's like, where have you been? It's like, they botched that. They jumped the gun, 100%.
I should have gone back and watched it because I think Riddle entered the shot without the chains on.
Yeah.
So that's okay if he comes in the shot and he's like, wait a second, I've got something better. And then he comes back and he's got the chains on. That order of shots work. But that Randy saying, where have you been, makes no sense. Because it was literally right here, Randy.
It was there like a minute ago, mate.
Hey, maybe Randy is, you know, doing the Riddle stuff.
Yep, maybe.
They did a bit of sort of lamer comedy, but I still got a kick out of it, to be honest.
It's so weird. The comedy isn't that good, but Riddle is so naturally funny that he makes it okay.
And Randy's such a good straight man.
Totally.
I don't know why he had to keep saying my name is.
Because they were he wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah.
So then he was saying, and then Riddle was finishing his sentence with the, my name is, like the song, my name is.
I didn't think the setup was concrete.
No.
But Randy being grumpy is fantastic. They took on Alpha Academy. It went a few minutes. Randy never tagged in. And Riddle attempted a RKO on Otis. And Otis just pinned him with a power slam.
Great. I mean, last week, Randy beat Otis and Riddle beat Gable. So now Alpha Academy wins the tag match, I guess. So the RK-Bro are a worse tag team than they are singles wrestlers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that works.
Sure.
Oh, wait, but they're the tag team champions.
They're the tag team champions, and we've done this story. They already came together, you know?
I didn't include this in my review, but I've made a chart just for my own reference here.
Okay, yeah.
Randy is better than Otis.
Yep.
Otis is better than Riddle.
Yep.
And Riddle, everyone's better than Chad.
Yes, which is so frustrating because Gable's so good.
I know. And I think Riddle should win a lot more.
Yeah, he should.
And I love Otis, but goddamn has he no charisma. How have they taken Otis, peanut butter on my body, man, and turned him into this?
Oh, man, I got so depressed when he first turned heel. I was like, why have you turned Otis heel? He's like so charismatic. People are like, no, it's not a heel turn. It's just been manipulated by Chad Gable. I was like, guys, it's a heel turn, isn't it? And it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing.
You know what? Because I look at the tag division right now. RK-Bro beat Street Profits on the pay-per-view. AJ Styles and Omos have split up. You know, who else is there?
The Mysterios.
Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Because that gives them a proper direction after their main event, because they're not number one contenders. And they're gelling as a tag team.
Yeah.
I would love it. I think they'd do great.
I think it would be so funny.
Mm.
Them interacting with Riddle and Straight Man Orton.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I really, really want that to happen. Bobby's backstage. He says Brock fears him. An MVP sort of like, it's a Herculean task.
Yeah.
And he stormed off.
All right.
So MVP doesn't want it?
I don't know. It looked like he was like, oh, well, he can't do it. And then walked off. And then Lashley was like, yeah, I can.
And there was some dissension a couple of weeks ago, but this doesn't really fit with this. I just want them to play Bobby and MVP up fine, because then you can have this wonderful mirror image of Bobby and MVP alongside Lesnar and Heyman.
I think
that's perfect.
Yeah. Like, you just see the match graphic that they have for the Royal Rumble. You can just see Lashley and Lesnar and Heyman and MVP. It's just like a perfect little mirror image. It's great. Yeah,
in that weird image they always use for Brock.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like Brock.
No, that one. Great.
Omos is backstage, and he's got his arm round Kevin Patrick.
He sure does. What is that shot? What's Omos doing? Is he sleeping? What is he doing?
He's preparing for his match.
What's Kevin Patrick doing? Why has he got his arm around him?
I think Omos has mistook... Get that picture back up there. Omos has mistook Kevin Patrick for a fallout bobblehead and is trying to collect it.
Okay.
That's a video game reference.
Good. Yeah, well done.
You familiar with it?
I'm familiar with a Fallout, yes.
Fallout 3. Fallout New Vegas.
Uh-huh. 76.
What?
Fallout 76.
Omos will take on AJ Styles later on. Tamina and Akira Tozawa are tagging together against Dana Brooke and Reggie. It's for the 24/7 title. Don't know why it's happening. I guess there was the intergender match last week. Mm-hmm. Tozawa got slapped by Tamina. Brooke pinned him. But
Reggie pinned him.
Oh, I didn't even.
It's intergender tag rules.
Yeah, but you know, women can beat up men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But men aren't allowed to beat up women.
That's correct.
Which I get.
Yeah.
Whatever. If WWE don't want to show men beating up women,
that's fair.
I'm okay with that. I'm not going to die on a hill.
Dana botched her entrance, which was kind of funny.
That was the bit. Yeah. This was the best bit of the show.
They had a little trampoline on the side, which obviously they couldn't show with the camera work. And then she tried to like springboard off it and handstand with her legs against the ropes. So then Reggie could come on and flip through her legs over the top rope. But she went up and just kind of bounced off the ropes and was like, "Ah, no!" And then just kind of knelt there on the apron while Reggie just flipped over.
But Reggie was like, "Okay, I'm coming." And he was like, "Oh, no!" And he had to go back and he ran again. And they cut the camera back. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was great stuff.
But it's hard to do, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like
I'm not dissing Dana for this. That's a difficult move to do. But don't try and do it if it's that difficult.
Practice
Practice?
Maybe they did.
Yeah, maybe. Also, God, can we please stop saying there's nobody meaner than Tamina? Please. It's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
It just wound me up last week. Wound me up last week when R-Truth came out for their intergender tag match and Corey Graves goes, "He couldn't have picked anyone better to tag with him than Tamina." It's like, that is factually incorrect.
Mm.
Provably wrong.
Don't think it's a bit of comedy?
No.
Don't think they're in on the joke of that?
No. I don't think that. I think they're playing that legit.
I do not mind these intergender tags because they're better than what they were doing.
Sure.
I don't care for Tozawa being disguised anymore.
Yeah, that's
fair. I don't want it.
No, that's totally fair. I think I'd rather watch the NXT promo for New Year's Evil than the intergender tag match.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm Mandy Rose.
Peek-a-boo.
Becky Lynch came out to cut a promo. Mm. She talked about being Vincent Van Gogh.
It's a good line, that.
You know, I don't think I've ever shared this, but Goat to me is a move you surprise your friends with, where you tuck your testicles behind your legs.
Okay.
And then you're like, "Goat." And everyone's like, "Ah, no." Because it looks like a goat. So whenever I hear goat, that's what I hear, not greatest of all time.
That's not a thing though, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Nah, it's not a thing, though.
Everyone does it.
Don't think they do.
So this whole greatest of all time thing, which has been, it's pretty established now as a phrase.
Yep.
It's just never going to replace the mental scarring from the goat I know. The
mental goating that you've had. Yeah.
Anyway, she sort of explains that good art is about making you feel something, and I'm making all of you feel stuff. It was kind of, a meta justification on why her heel turn hasn't worked.
Kinda, I guess. I don't know. I liked it. It's just her saying, like, look, even if you don't understand the intricacies of the finest work of art and all the brushstrokes they use, it still makes you feel something. And I make you feel something. I'm a work of art. I'm Vincent Van Gogh, which is an artist, not a work of art. But it's close, you know? That's close enough.
Liv Morgan interrupted her. Of course she did. Although I thought she was much better on the mic this week.
Yep.
Bianca Belair came out too, thankfully, because I did not want more Liv Becky, because Becky has now decisively beaten her. They all started brawling. Becky was originally laid out, but then hit the man slam for the win.
Yep. I don't want Morgan to win to become new number one contender, because I don't want to see more of it.
Well, should we just say later on, Doudrop came up to Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville and is like, "I should be in the match." And they put her in the match.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a three-way next week, Belair, Morgan, Doudrop. I mean, Doudrop is the freshest match, so naturally I'm inclined towards that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both heels. Yep. I imagine they want Doudrop in the Women's Rumble for all the eliminations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that she's there probably to take the pin, I would assume, because they want to protect both Bianca and Liv, I would I would expect anyway.
Who do you think Liv will win though? Because Belair in the Rumble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Liv. I'm just generally not a fan of the person that got beat clean and said, "Well, I came close, so I should have another shot." Like, well, that's not how it works, is it?
So I missed this, but apparently Becky was trying to get her feet on the ropes for the finish of day one. So maybe she was meant to be unfairly beaten again.
That makes sense.
Which is a terrible finish.
Yeah, it's a really bad finish.
I'm glad, like, Becky beat her clean. Yeah. I think that told a better story. Exactly, I was high on that. They did it by mistake.
Yeah.
Everything good they have done by mistake. Seth and KO are backstage, and they're hatching a plan to win the title, which is essentially whoever wins the four-way, the other person will help that person beat Brock at Royal Rumble, and then they can face each other for the title in the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Great plan.
Yeah. And I also like the very subtleties of them, like, I feel like we're working together. Are we working together? Do I trust this person? I don't know. Like, Seth was, like, thinking about it while Kevin was explaining this plan. He was, like looking like maybe he doesn't agree with it. He goes, I love it. Great plan. And then as he walks off, KO's like, yeah, great. Hey, wait, you're not lying, are you? Like, as he walks off, he was like, yeah, no, it's great. This is great stuff. Because this is a how can they coexist, but done right. Mm-hmm. This is a good how can they coexist.
Two characters famed for always stabbing their partners in the back.
Absolutely.
Teaming together.
100%.
How will they coexist?
It's great.
Speaking of, Rhea Ripley and Nikki Almost a Superhero took on Carmella and Zelina Vega for the women's tag team titles. It went 2 minutes. Rhea never tagged in. Nikki got rolled up by Zelina.
That's my feelings of this match. I don't care. That's my contribution.
Put that back up. She's got the same hair as Kevin Patrick.
Kevin Patrick.
do the Kevin Patrick image.
Hold on.
No, it goes back a bit at the side.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm done with this feud.
Oh, sure am. Like, but the thing is, who else are they going to feud with?
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Well, at least either have Nikki and Rhea get, you know, move past this thing that they've had for like 6 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Or have them implode.
Yep. I feel like they're trying to protect Rhea. Maybe for a Rumble win, potentially, to go against Becky. I don't know. Like,
no. I don't think so. I don't think
he can have against Becky.
Bianca.
He could do, I guess. I just feel like they've done that, you know?
They set it up at SummerSlam. Ugh. All this time later.
Face her at Crown Jewel as well, right?
Becky, Bianca can beat Banks one Mania and Becky the next Mania.
That would be cool. I'd like that. Yeah. If Bianca wins, I guess so, yeah. I just don't see her winning.
Johnny Knoxville announced himself for the Royal Rumble. This video promo was played at day one, but I think this is fantastic.
It's cool. I don't have any personal emotional connection to Johnny Knoxville because I don't really like Jackass, but cool.
Luke is going to lose his mind.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah. I was thought of Luke. As soon as I saw the name Johnny Knoxville, I was like, oh, Luke's going to love it.
Yeah. The Mysterios announced themselves for the Rumble.
As did the Prophets.
Yeah, and the Prophets were kind of like, was it Dawkins who said, I'm going to win even if it means...
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, Street Profits then quickly beat Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz.
Cool. Nothing else to say about that one.
Yeah, sucks for Crews and Aziz, but it's not like their gimmick's going anywhere, so give the Profits a win after losing on Saturday. Damian Priest and Dolph Ziggler, hot damn. What a match.
This was good fun, this match. And I don't know if it made up for last week being terrible, but this was good.
What happened last week?
So... Dolph Ziggler's plan last week, that the commentary were really hyping up through the whole thing, is that he wanted to unleash the Damien, right? That was this whole thing. And they kept on it. Damien always loses control. And he did, like, I think he did a pre-match promo, like, in Gorilla, saying, like, I'm going to make him make a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm going to capitalize on that.
Get him angry
so I can capitalize on his mistakes. Which is a decent plan, apart from the fact that every time he loses his mind... He loses by DQ or count out because that's what he does, right? So then he unleashed the Damien And then he'd lost by DQ and countout. So, like, what was your plan, Ziggler? That's what he does every single time. You weren't going to get the belt. And you also, and then Damian lost. So, like, what was the point of any of it? It was to set up this thing, I understand, but you could have done that without the match last week. Because he already did it a load of times, where he loses by DQ and count out.
Yeah.
Ugh. But this was good. This made sense.
Yeah, you just have Ziggler go up to Pearson, the villain, and say, hey, look, I want to fight this guy for the US title, but he always cheats to get out of it. He always DQs himself.
Yeah.
But all that build aside... Mm. And as much as I think this gimmick for Priest is incredibly limiting and on the nose,
yeah.
I think the reason the match works so well is because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is Dolph Ziggler all the time trying to like piss off Priest so he gets DQ'd and then the title would change hands. And like at the start of the match, I thought, ah, oh, Bobby Roode must, you know. Mm-hmm.
You know.
There's people missing right now.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hot damn, they played with me. because Priest is on the turnbuckle at the end of the match. Bobby Roode comes in, pushes him off. And I'm like, oh my God. It really, really surprised me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Beast comes out. He gets the chair. He's going to hit Bobby Roode, but he's also going to get counted out. He thinks better of it. Gets in the ring. He's got the chair. And Ziggler's like, hit me. And he's like, no, hits Bobby Roode. Great. But then zigzag on Priest. I mean, like, I've seen this a bunch of times. Ziggler's going to win the belt.
Yeah.
Near fall. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There were a couple of really good near falls in this one. That first one when Roode tripped him on the rope.
Yeah.
And then Ziggler hit the famous. I was like, uh-oh. And then kick out. And then that one, the zigzag. I genuinely... Somehow, I don't know how or why, I popped for that.
Huge
pop. It was a great near fall. Really good stuff.
I was popping for like the entire last 3 minutes of this match. Mm, and really so good. Were the crowd. The crowd were terrible all night. But even they got into this. So
very good stuff.
Very, very good match.
Yeah.
Priest
won.
Yeah.
By the way.
Vince McMahon and Austin Theory are backstage.
My note for this one is I have absolutely no idea what Vince is saying.
Yeah. But I think in a way to make up for that, they've got this roaming camera just for Vince. Did you know this?
Sponsor cam.
It was.
It's sponsor cam.
It was sponsor cam.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I
we
do
should
the bit.
Bring it up.
I do the bit, but I don't know how to set up any of the sponsor cam stuff. So let's not. But it was sponsor cam. They just had a camera cut. Just for Vince, for some reason.
Yeah, like, you know, normal... It's not the way any backstage promos are done. It's always single camera. Either everyone's in the shot already, or the camera moves between people.
Yeah.
It's done in one take. What was so weird about this is it was done as a multicam shoot.
Mm.
But usually with a multicam shoot, you cover everyone. So you have the main establishing shot, and then you have close-ups on the people who are talking. But WWE didn't even do that right. But you know, the reason you do that is because it looks weird if you do not cross-cut. You only cut from one person to a wide. They're meant to be really good at production. I learned this on literally the first week of film studies.
That's like their thing.
Yeah.
They're really good at production, right? But they're also not very good at production.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Because they are fantastic at production.
Yeah, they're great.
But they're terrible at production.
They're also really bad.
So Vince spoke nonsense. Austin won these rematch with Finn Balor. And then Vince is like, you're going in the Royal Rumble match.
Great. Cool. I reckon that Austin Theory is going to have a very good showing. Might even make the final four, I reckon.
I raise you one more.
Mm.
He wins it and he challenges for the NXT title.
I'd hate that a lot. I really don't want that to happen.
It was just weird the way Vince said, you can challenge for any title you want.
I mean, they have said that in previous years.
Yeah.
And, you know, right. Edge teased challenging Finn Balor for his WrestleMania.
I forgot about that.
Of course, it was Reigns last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm not reading too much into it. I think it's just their promotion.
That's a good point. Miz and Maryse came out to cut a promo on the Edge match. Stan and Miz promo, very well delivered. Content was decent, I guess, because he was saying Edge used his wife to win him the match. Mm. When Miz does that all the time.
Good heel stuff.
And Edge came out with Beth Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Edge got a huge pop.
He did.
I think one of the main event got a very lively reaction too. And yeah, they set it up as it's been speculated on forever. It's going to be Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Miz and Maryse at the Royal Rumble.
Oh my God, they got 20 minutes at day one?
It was a long match.
What?
You know what? By the end, it wasn't terrible though.
Yeah.
Edge, I don't know how he does it. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
At pulling
my
you in.
Oh my God, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was like the second longest match. Wasn't
it's
it?
The longest match.
No. Oh, of course, because the main event was over in a in
the,
a snap.
The second longest was Usos' New Day, which was 17 minutes. Mm, mm. My goodness me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're getting it at the Rumble rather than Mania.
Yes. But then we'll also get it again at Mania.
Oh, shut up. Don't do that. So Edge has gone from Rumble return to Rumble return to intergender tag match with the Miz and Maryse. Ain't that WWE in a nutshell?
Sure is. I feel like he's had maybe three feuds in like 2 years now.
But 100 matches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tons of matches.
He'll get to face AJ Styles one day.
Come on.
Speaking of... Actually, Beth went to hit Maryse. Maryse Flinch fell over. That was the end of that segment.
She didn't seem too happy with Miz accepting their challenge.
No, no. Because that's what we need, is that breakup storyline again.
How can husband and wife coexist?
But speaking of, AJ Styles then took on Amos in a match that was originally meant to happen last week, but, you know, can't really fault things for plans changing too much at the moment. And Amos squashed AJ in a few minutes, did not take a single bump, and was really bad.
Mm. Wasn't great. Yeah. That's AJ Styles.
Mm.
That's crazy. He just squashed him.
What's crazy to me... Well, squashing AJ Styles, like, the disrespect.
Mm.
But I made my peace with that long ago when he started tagging with Amos.
That's fair.
Like a year ago. Over a year ago.
Yeah, it was before Mania.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So at least AJ can now be AJ again and not face Edge.
Mm-hmm.
What stunned me was how little the crowd cared.
Mm. Very much so, yeah. Because, I mean, the crowd had been really into Omos originally when he was first being protected. Mm-hmm. You know, that like TLC thing where he got like hit with a chair and he just like no-sold it. And people were like, oh my God, even at like WrestleMania last year, like people were really into that match. And now there's nothing. Now he's actually wrestling. He's really good as an enforcer. He's a really intimidating presence. And when he does the occasional thing, like he'll carry someone or he'll no-sell a hit, you go, oh boy, that man's big.
Oh,
he can take a lot. But now he's wrestling. Everyone's like, he's not actually that good. And the crowd didn't care. Which is not good when you're facing AJ Styles, who's really good at making people care. You know?
And it's not just that. This is the breakup. Yeah. The first match of former tag partners for a year, best part of a year. I don't know what you do with him.
No idea. Haven't won the Rumble.
He's good in the squash matches. He was on fire when they teased him versus Randy Orton in those tags, but...
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't think it's what modern audiences really want. You do have to be able to wrestle.
Yeah, 100%. It's a shame.
But can I have my Kevin Patrick picture up? He is big!
He's so tall.
Alexa Bliss had a video package, sort of recap of the last time we saw her. You know, she got a doll ripped up by Charlotte Flair. And it ended with this title graphic, Alexa Bliss's journey back to Raw starts next week.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is it going to be a bunch of video packages, like week after week, like showcasing her return and she's going to return at the Rumble? I don't know. Maybe.
The only thing that makes sense in my head is some kind of therapy.
Sure.
So we get some therapy vignettes.
Mm.
I'm going back to...
Normal Alexa.
Yeah, what's she called? Like fairy... T-
Twisted Bliss.
That's her finisher. She, 5 feet of fury. And
yeah, you know
something
that,
else.
That one.
Sparkle Splash. I don't know.
Yeah. Sparkle Splash. I choose you. I didn't show you my other Christmas present I got.
No? What did you get?
A Pikachu about this big. Cuddly yeah. Pikachu.
Yeah.
I just cuddle
That's
it.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah, so she's coming back to Raw. Let's see how it goes. I have missed her. I think she'll definitely provide some star power for the women's division.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But no Veer.
Yeah. What the hell, man? Is Veer Mahan not coming to Raw anymore? I need constant, weekly confirmation that he is still on his way.
New year, new Veer.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And the main event was the original main event of day one. Mm. Beige versus Lashley versus Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. It was excellent. They just had a big, meaty man match, really fast paced. It was effectively KO and Seth working as a tag match. They brawled up through the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Owens was put through a table, the merch stand table. Not that he sold it at all, because a second later he was above the entranceway for the crowd.
It's after an ad break.
And did a cannonball off the top on everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Really, really fun stuff. Very exciting, fast paced. Like, they started doing big moves instantly in this match and then just kept that pace going. They did like the powerbomb through the table on Big E. And I was like, oh, it's the Shield powerbomb initially. And I was like, wait, no, because it's Seth that's doing the powerbomb. It's Kevin Owens. It's not really a link. It's close enough. But yeah, this is really, really cool. And then towards the end, Lashley just went nuts and speared everybody. Lastly hitting a spear on Kevin Owens and then got the win. So it's going to be Lashley versus Lesnar at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so Beige at least did not take the pin this time. But yeah, then it cuts backstage to Brock, who's watching a TV like a normal human being. The TV is, you see the back of the TV and Brock watching it.
They've been doing a lot more of that lately, where people just watch a monitor like normally.
Do you think
going on?
Lesnar was like, nah, mate.
Not doing that.
Not watching from the side of my eye. And the interviewer said, any words for Bobby Lashley? On, you know, he's your new number one contender. And Brock blanked him. He was just like, I'll see Roman this Friday.
Yeah.
So great build for the Rumble. Great build for this Friday's episode of SmackDown. Like, you know, the stuff, it's still a 3-hour show, which is an hour too long. But everything else on this episode, I thought was pretty damn good.
Yeah. There was the obvious, you know, little things that didn't go right with, you know, women's tag stuff and the 24/7 title stuff, but that was mostly quick and relatively inoffensive. And the stuff that really matters, the big important stuff, was really, really good. It was like a 4 out of 5 show.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Easy. I just one other thing is how Kevin Owens and Seth, they did not break each other's pins up.
Mm, yeah.
And when Owens was celebrating, like right next to Seth, as Seth, it was about to count three. And then I think it was Lashley kicked out.
Mm.
Seth like looked up at him like, you are my friend.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was so nice.
They had a reverse as well, because they had it straight after where KO was going to get a pin. And Seth was like, yeah, here we go. Like, he's going to get it kind of thing. So they genuinely like were looking out for each other, which is great. Really cool to see. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't like implode or anything, which is why I think it lends credence to them going for the tag titles.
Hopefully.
I really like that. I mean, a great Mania match. Orton,
yeah.
Orton and Riddle versus Owens and Seth sounds like a lot of fun to me.
I mean, I think to do the Seth KO breakup before Mania would be rushing it.
Yes.
But I also like that, again, a mirror image of another Seth KO match at Mania.
Yeah, that would be nice. But I don't know. Save it for Mania 39.
Yeah, most likely. Before we get in with your Ultra Chats, let's say thank you to our awesome Pledge Hammers on Patreon.
Got Hall of Fame music.
Yes.
Remember to do it.
NJ Hornsberg.
The $100 Man, CD Horver.
Mad Mac, The Meat Father.
The Kessel Run, DX Solo.
Ryan Disco Stewart.
Superkick, Nick Mizesco.
Oh, we're doing this now.
Apparently.
The mayor of Painesville, Dan. Double L, Liam Leonard.
I need to clear my throat if I'm going to do this.
The Findicator, Finn Brennan.
There's just a touch of the gay community. In
the gay community. Abominable, Michael Abbott. The Cyclone, Brandon Sias. And finally, for the Hall of Fame class of the 4th of January, 2022, the British Bulldog, Philip Boy J. Smith Jr.
Thank you, everybody. Please go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/WrestleTalk, where you can get your own shout-outs on this podcast episode and loads of other things like exclusive podcasts.
WrestleTalk After Dark, WrestleTalk Extra, Wrestle League.
Live Quizlemania for fans only.
Fan Quizlemanians. Mm. Loads of stuff. Also, Royal Rumble is going to be the final show for this season of Wrestle League. And it's going to be the start of the next one. So if you sign up during January, then it's the start of the new season of Wrestle League, which means you can compete for your own custom Jam That Championship belt. It's a lot riding on Wrestle League.
What have we got? There's like 2 points in it in the office you showed today. Mm-hmm. I'm at the top.
You are. You and Andy are on 9. Me, Luke, and Laurie are on 8. And then we've got Tempest and Adam are on 7. Am I missing someone? I feel like I am.
Adam does not want to do
it. No, he doesn't.
He's told me he won't do it.
Well, I mean, he will. That's the rules, Adam.
I know.
That's the rules, mate. Laurie really tried to not do his, but he's doing it.
Ultra chat time now. Taco Diaz. Raw last night was my first wrestling event since 2012.
Wow.
The US title match and the main event were really fun, and it was a good show overall. Seeing people like AJ, Brock, Edge, Orton, Beth, and Becky live felt surreal. Can't wait for Lashley versus Lesnar. What a show to go to.
I was going to say, what a great show to return to. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hannah Allen. This is from Rampage, I believe. How good was that women's match? Sure, there was a couple moments that needed polishing, but that's only when compared to some of the 5-star matches by comparison. AEW is doing such a great job at telling these stories now, even if it is just hate, LOL.
I agree. I mean, I haven't seen the match, but I've heard very good things about it from people's opinions I respect.
I heard that the street fight was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't even know who's having a street fight. Mm. And I saw it was Tay Conti, Anna Jay, The Bunny, and Penelope Ford. And I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's really cool. Apparently, it was the best thing across Dynamite and Rampage. Yeah, whole taping. It was the greatest match. I was like, awesome.
Very good to see.
Yeah.
And Hannah again. I'm asking your honest opinion. I haven't been watching WWE. Am I missing anything? Like, I want to pay-per-view, but mostly do the live watch-alongs. I also don't currently have an active subscription. That says more about WrestleTalk than WWE still. Shrug.
I at the time that the Ultra Chat was sent in, I would have said, no, you're not missing anything. And then day one and all that stuff happened. I was like, well, maybe you are missing a bit now.
Yeah. I always think the network's worth it for the pay-per-views. Mm. Like, I would get that still, even if this wasn't my job.
Yeah, that's fair.
Johnny Garcia. Happy New Year, Ollie and Luke.
It's fine.
Hope you had a good holiday season. Luke, I want to thank you for the cameo you did for me that my friend and podcast mate Freddie got me for Christmas. I very much enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. Jam that jam.
You're so welcome.
My bet is Johnny Garcia is actually Luke. And he's trying to promote his cameo service at home. Charles Berg, Happy New Year, boys. Instead of watching Raw, I went to a casino with some friends. It was the correct choice. I walked in with $200 and walked out with $1,600. So I immediately bought a new OLED TV to replace my 10-year-old TV. I'm a happy boy. Jam that jam.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Are you like Happy Corbin now? Because that's why he's happy. Because he won big in Vegas.
Oh my God, Charles.
Are you wearing a hat?
You've created a Happy Berg gimmick. But you know what comes after the Happy Berg gimmick? Oh no, that was pre.
That was pre.
Oh well, you'd just be annoying then.
Yeah.
Jack Nichols. Seeing Andy and Pete review Raw last week was like Cole and Taz commentating Raw in 04 tripped me out. Last week got me weirdly nostalgic to hear them again. They're lovely boys. Can you talk about poo for a bit?
Jesus Christ.
Skitchin. Take care. What have you done?
Somehow, on every podcast I end up with Andy, we start talking about poo. And I told him we're not doing it this time. And somehow we still did it on the podcast extras, like intros and outros. I don't understand. How does he always manage to bring up poo?
Is it him doing it or
yes.
is it you?
Yes, wow. It's him doing it. I don't understand, man.
Dartrain24. I watched day one just because I wanted to see Farmer Brock, F5 people in overalls. Very disappointed he came out in normal gear. That should be like his Demon Finn final boss form.
Very good.
What other versions of Brock?
Are there any other versions of Brock?
Nah, just Farmer Boy, isn't
it? It's Farmer Brock.
Nate S. Famous best friends, Pete and Ollie teaming up. Just a couple of baby faces chatting about Raw, longitudinal jamming on, man. Dartrain24, next Wrestle Talk shirt. Ollie with goat horns. It'll be a bestseller.
Yeah, just like all our other ones that we've done our foreign jokes that have sold really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, new strategy this year.
Yeah. Got a different plan.
Playing broad.
Yeah.
James Hanley. I watch these videos on a delay because of work. However, the chat is not on a delay, and I saw all the WTF responses to something Ollie said and thought to myself, I wonder what this is about. Sure enough, I get to Ollie and the goat and say, that's why.
Problem solved. Mystery solved.
You know those things that you think are normal, and then you say them out loud, and everyone's like, that's not normal, man. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I think this has been a come to the goat moment for me.
Yes, well, that's not normal.
That's all we've got time for today. Thank you very much for watching and all the people who send in Ultra Chats. Please subscribe to the Wrestle Talk podcast channel because tomorrow we have Tempest and Pete reviewing NXT New Year's Evil. Should old acquaintance be...
Don't do this to me. It's a good card. It should be a good show, hopefully.
Pete and Luke will be reviewing AEW. What a show that will be.
I've got quite a week of wrestling. Mm. I had a good episode of Raw. Got New Year's Evil tomorrow. Got the first TBS episode of Dynamite this week. Got Hangman Danielson too.
Yeah, and we might be doing a review of it, but Battle of the Belts as well on Saturday looks mouthwatering.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think we've just had another one come through. Will Campbell. Hi, guys. I was pleasantly surprised by last night. Love Seth and KO as the second coming of the two-man power trip, and I hope they get made an official team. Both the US title match and Fatal 4-Way at the end were two of the best matches on Raw in a bit. You could have said all year. It's right there.
Yeah, it's there. But it's the same joke that everybody else does, Ollie.
I feel like I've been making this joke for a decade.
Yeah.
But everyone's got tired of it this year at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm seeing loads of memes about people making these jokes and how it's not a fun joke anymore.
I mean, I think it might be because the years don't really feel like New Year's at this point because everything's still the same. So everyone's just like, oh, stop it with the New Year's. That would be my take.
Happy New Year! The best way you can say it back to us is by hitting that subscribe button. Well, it's going to be a short outro because we had loads of time, and then after talking about how unwell my stomach was over Christmas. Mm. My stomach was like, hey, I'm not done, buddy. Mm. Out of nowhere, that was.
From out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I had just, you were talking, I was like, oh God, I'm getting some stomach cramps right here. I was trying to, you know.
Power through it.
Power through them.
Yeah.
I thought, oh dear.
No.
This is live streamed. I would rather take the hit now rather than, you know. Just for the pledge hammers who would have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go sign up to Patreon. You can watch me have a dump.
That is not what happened. That is false. You just left and I just talked for ages about nothing.
Uh-huh.
About actually nothing for ages.
You could have watched Wrestle Kingdom.
I could have. I didn't think about that. It's not still on, is it?
No, it finished, but you could go Rich, our editor, was telling me Shingo versus Okada, 7-star match, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah. I mean, he loves New Japan.
He loves New Japan. Yeah, yeah. So you got to take that with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, Shibata. Did an actual match.
Yeah.
I listened to the Wrestling Observer this morning, and he was watching Wrestle Kingdom in the background.
Right, yeah.
And he was talking about, I think it was Omos versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And he started getting really emotional.
Yeah.
And he said, I've got to stop. Because Shibata's having an actual match.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to like, you know, they've seen it all and he can still get so emotional about something.
That's so cool. I mean, it is emotional seeing Shibata back with the circumstances of how he had to stop wrestling before. It's crazy.
Or Dave was actually really into Omos. And he was just trying to keep kayfabe.
Yeah. He's just, he's just so tall.
He's a future main event at WrestleMania.
Oh, God. Yeah. We should probably wrap it up
because
we need to go live in like
we're gonna do the show.
A minute. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, everyone.
It'll be you and Tempest tomorrow.
Indeed.
Tempest is his name.
Yep, sure is.
New Year's resolution.
Yep, that is his name.
And you and Luke on Thursday for AEW, you lucky scamp.
Yeah, can't wait to talk to the guy who's got my title. Mm-hmm. Stupid Luke.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be hopefully a banging show. AEW this week.
So everybody subscribe. Write those Apple Podcast reviews. I don't know how it works. We will read them out if you write a review.
Yep.
Make it your New Year's resolution.
But on the podcast that Luke does, because we don't know how to do that.
You just there open you up the show page.
Sure.
Pretty easy.
Yep. Anyway, see you later. Jam that jam. Bye.
Jam that jam.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.